some more on this aspect of financial management in the church?
通州传道说，从圣经里头给我们关于钱财方面的正确的观念。
Preacher Cho has already shared with us some of the biblical aspect in terms of financial management of the church.
大概可以分为两个方向，第一个就是信徒对赚钱的观念。
One aspect is with regard to the members' offerings.
钱财是神所赏赐的。
That wealth is indeed from God.
这个观念，这个是不会变的。And
this concept is unchangeable.
神怕选民忘记这个事情。
Because God does not want us to forget about this.
所以特别要摩西吩咐以色列民不要忘记，这样。
God wants Moses to keep on reminding the Israelites about this.
啊，这个是不会改变的，这个是永远是这个意思，这个样子啊。That
this will never change.
所以为什么我们现在凡事要感谢，就是因为是神的赏赐。This
is the reason why we must always be thankful to God because of His blessings.
啊，那么第二方面是教会管理钱财。And
the second aspect is related to the management of the finance in the church.
有一段时间，教会很多人呢。 发起这个开源的教会，应该要开源呐，啊，这样子，这个观念，也就是说要赚钱呐。
In the early times, people thought that the church must try to walk in the way of earn to get more money.
不能一直靠这个信徒的奉献呐。
That the church must not only rely on members' offerings.
这样会增加他们的负担呐。我们教会应该去办一些赚钱的事业，这样子。Because
if you are to do so, then you are putting more burden on the members. Why not engage in some money making activities?
啊，这个就忘记了教会是什么。However,
this is not according to the Bible view.
教会是基督的身体呀。
Because we know that the church is the body of Christ.
主耶稣在世上有没有赚钱？
Can we see if Jesus has tried to earn money in the Bible?
那你怎么今天敢教会说要去办这个事情？
How can you dare say for the church to engage in money making activities?
光这一点就可以了，其他都不用谈。
We'll just concentrate on this aspect alone.
所以呢，我们有时候方向弄错。
So sometimes our direction is wrong.
所以刚才也提到，我们那个真理研究委员会啊是正确的。So
I'm happy with the conclusion from the Truth Research Committee.
所以教会你要知道，这个是管理呀，弟兄姐妹，神感动每一个弟兄姐妹所奉献的钱财，怎么样来管理。
God has assigned the church to manage the financial resource by moving the hearts and minds of our members to offer their resources.
这个管理的第一个就怎么样去收取弟兄姐妹的这些奉献。
And management includes the how of collecting these offerings.
怎么样让弟兄姐妹能够按照神的旨意，甘心乐意的奉献，这个是管理的第一个。And
the first principle of the management is how the church encourage brothers and sisters to offer willingly.
不是放在这个钱财这个上面，不是的，不是这个。
It is not that the church is trying to focus on the wealth alone.
这个很简单，这个只是账目的问题嘛。
This is just
任何人都可以做的
because financial management can be taken up by any individual
不是圣职人员做的事情
but the Bible has a different view
圣职人员要做的是怎么样让信徒知道按照神的旨意来奉献
but the ministers have a different view on how to manage the finances of the church
你看使徒怎么样管理钱财
We can study how the apostles manage their resources at that time.
耶路撒冷教会初期呀，财务是使徒在管理的。
We know that in the earlier times, the Jerusalem church, their financial resources are managed by the apostles. How do they do it?
달랑다면, 财产도 말이야.
What they first ask the members to do is to sell off their properties and their land. And to give to the church the proceeds.
아나니아 부부와 违背 这个 原则.
But yet, Ananias and Sapphira has abused this privilege.
使徒说, 为什么撒旦充满你的心?
So the apostle rebuked them, said, why does Satan done this to you?
这是属灵的管理啊, 我们也很重要。
Because we know that financial management in the church is a
spiritual matter. 所以我们圣职人员在带领教会, 这个财务啊, 是很重要的。
So when the ministers are leading and guiding the church,
我看,
this is a very important aspect.
我们看这个使徒的教会, 这个耶路撒冷教会啊, 我看那个是最重的, 使徒的那个责任最重啊, 就是那个财务问题。
The most taxing matter during the apostolic time is in the matters of finance.
因为所有信主的人, 财产都卖掉, 都放在使徒的脚前, 你看这个责任。
Because the early members sold all their land and properties and lay their proceeds before them.
那他要怎么管理?
So how do they manage it?
要用在, 要按照神的旨意, 用在教会的这个事上。
And God's will is to use the proceeds for the work of God.
那我们发现说, 在美门口的时候啊, 那个乞丐向他要钱, 要钱。
So once there was a beggar by the door, by the gate.
彼得既然说, 金银我们都没有。
And then Peter replied to him that silver and gold I do not have.
哦, 那这个我们就会了解, 他们是怎么管理钱财。
From here we can understand in greater detail the principle they have in managing money.
所以今天我们这个管理这个钱财，就是第一个要有这个正确的观念。
So it's very important that we have a true understanding of the principle of managing finances in the church.
怎么样让信徒啊甘心乐意的奉献，是不是第一个？
How do we encourage, first of all, members to participate willingly in offering?
第二就是这些钱要怎么去使用？
And number two is how to use these resources.
刚才周成道也提到说，不是说哎，把这些钱不要丢掉就好了，埋起来不要丢掉就好了，不是这样子管理的。
God does not want us to accumulate and keep this wealth and bury it in ground.
当这些钱进来的时候，你再来第一个、第二个依恋，就是说，这些钱要用在什么事上？要用在什么事上？
When the money has come in, the second thing that you must decide is where you want to use this money.
按照神的旨意奉献，按照神的旨意使用这些钱。
You offer according to God's will, and you must use this money according to God's will too.
这个是一个忠心的神的仆人呐， 管理钱财的很重要的原则。
These are the two principles of a good and faithful servant, of what a good and faithful servant of God has.
有些人说，哎呀，你传道你管什么钱财呀？ 这个话好像对， 又是错了。
On the surface, it seems right to say that a preacher must not touch money, but in actual fact, it's not very true.
使徒后来把钱财的事情交给长老。
The apostles later on relegate this responsibility to the elders.
饭食的事情交给执事。
And the duty of serving tables to the deacons.
所以可见这个钱财的管理还是非常重要的。
So we can see the importance of finance management in the church.
以斯拉是一个文士。
The scribe Ezra.
我们看一下。
Let's turn the book of
以斯拉记。
The book of Ezra.
第六章。
Ezra chapter 6.
第七章。
Ezra chapter 7.
这个王。 差他回到耶路撒冷去。
The king of the king assigned approved Ezra to return to Jerusalem.
以斯拉关心以色列人的信仰。
Because Ezra is concerned about the faith of the Israelites.
要回去借着圣经啊，来教导他们圣经，复兴他们的信仰。
Ezra wants to revive the faith of the Israelites and to make them more familiar with the scriptures.
因为神帮助他们，一直进食祷告，神就帮助他们。
And through their fasting and prayer, God listened.
神施恩的手帮助他们。
And God helped them with the with His loving hands.
所以这个王对他特别好啊。
So this king is especially nice to Ezra.
尽力的尽一切所有的帮助他。
He granted all his request.
我们看第七章的啊。
Let's read chapter 7.
第七章，这个王就看到第十二节。
Let's read verse 12.
这个是王写给他的，上面所写的这个谕旨啊。
This is what the king.Wrote to Ezra.
说诸王之王亚达谢西亚达于祭司以斯拉通达天上神律法大德的文士问问，因缘这样子。
Artaxerxes, king of kings, to Ezra the priest, a scribe of the law of the God of heaven, perfect peace, and so forth.
他住在我国中的以色列人啊，祭司立位人凡甘心上耶路撒冷去的，我降旨。准他们与你同去。
He says, I issue a decree that all those of the people of Israel and the priests and the Levites in my realm who volunteer to go up to Jerusalem may go with you.
这个是同工啊，要有同工。
So, this is what a partnership is.
啊，十四节说，王与七个谋士既然差你去，照你手中神的律法书啊，去查问犹大和耶路撒冷的情况。
And whereas you are being sent by the king and his seven counselors to inquire concerning Judah and Jerusalem.
这个王要以斯拉回去的时候，要了解耶路撒冷的信仰的状况，要根据神的律法去查问。
So he wants to know the condition of the people in Judah and Jerusalem.
那第三呢？第三就要带金银，就是王和谋士甘心献给耶路撒冷以色列神的这些金银要带回去。
And he wants Ezra to carry with him the silver and gold.
好，十六节说还要带你在巴比伦全省所得到的金银和百姓祭司乐意献给神的神殿的礼物带回去。
And all the silver and gold that he may find in all the province of Babylon, along with the free will offering of the people and the priests.
那十七节说。
Verse 17.
好，那所以你当用这些金银，急速买公牛、公绵羊、绵羊羔啊，和铜线的数据奠祭之物，献在耶路撒冷你神殿的坛上。
And also to use the money to buy bulls, rams, and lambs.And grain offerings, and for their drink and grain offerings.
所以办理献祭神的事情呢，这个优先的这些钱，第一个就是用在这个事上。
So we know that the first thing you use your money is for the sacrifice to God.
啊，这种观念呢、啊，在个人的我们的信徒的生活也要有，先求神国神义。你的钱要先分别出来，神给我这么多。现在我要把它分别出来，这个当中是多少钱要用在神的事上？
So、when,
一定先分别出来，这、就是正确的一个用钱的观念。
So with our wealth, we must learn to prioritize and to put God's kingdom and righteousness first, and that is put to offer to God first.
好，再来十八节啊。
Verse 18.
说剩下的金银呢，你和你的弟兄看怎么样好。就怎么样用
？And then the rest of money, whatever seems good to you and your brethren, do with the rest of the silver and gold according to the will of your God.
就很自由了。
So this is.
可是这个自由是正确的自由，不是乱用的自由。
But this freedom that's stated in 18, it's a God base.
只有看上面来说啊，那这个可以认为我的随我的意思去使用了。
It is a control kind of a freedom.
下面总一句话说：总要遵着你神的旨意。
And the last statement is important according to the will of your God.
虽然是用在我们的生活上的
，even though using it on yourself，
也不是说哎呀，我好像随私意所要，随私意去用钱，不可以的。
But you cannot use the money that you have recklessly.
还要是要随时按照神的旨意去使用这些钱，在我们的生活需要上面。
You must spend it according to the will of your God and with discretion.
所以今天教会在用钱就是这个原则。
So this is also will apply to the church today.
不是哎，可以用不可以用？哎呀，这个太怎么样？哦，啊，这个钱太多还是怎么样？都不是这个意思。
the issue is not whether you can spend it on this or that, or whether you must spend this money at all.
看怎么好，就是我们首先我们要认为，哎，啊，这个事情是好事，这个是应该用的啊，花的钱。
You must ask yourself if this is truly good to spend this money.
我们查验最后是不是合乎神的旨意。
Is spending this money the will of God?
因为凡事要查验什么是神善良，这是好事的吗？存钱可喜悦的旨意，然后你用不会错。
Because if you spend the money and fulfilling, and you are also fulfilling the righteousness of God, then go ahead.
盖会堂，哎，这个是神的旨意，这个不会错的。
For example, like building a chapel.
可是呢，我们就忘记了说，哎呀，怎么用？要用要盖的怎么样子？啊，什么是该用的？什么是不需要用的？
You have to also strike a balance between the needs of the expenses and the wants.
一间会堂可以盖啊30万的，也可以盖300万的。
You can also build with money 300,000 or 3,000,000.
所以按照神的旨意用啊，这个是一个重要原则。
But the controlling factor is whether it is according to the will of God.
所以这样看起来很简单嘛。
But it may seem very simple.
今天我们就是以神的旨意为依归。
Because we are working under the will of God.
为什么？
Why?
因为所有的都是神赐给我们的。
Because we know that everything comes from God.
你不能随自己的意思随便去用这个钱的。
And you cannot just spend this money recklessly.
那我们每一个信徒有这个观念。
All members must have this concept.
按照神的旨意来行事。
To proceed according always to the will of God.
神的应许赐福会临到每一个弟兄姐妹。
Because this will of God then will come upon each and every
individual. 好，那再下来这个步很重要。
And the next is also important.
要做忠心的管家。
That you must be a faithful steward.
神给你这么多的赏赐，那你要怎么管理它？
Since God has given you so much, how are you going to take care of it.
是忠心的、良善的，那么就再给你更多。
And if you show yourself to be a good and faithful servant, then God will give you more.
如果是不义的管家，那么就要夺回来。
But if you are unfaithful and wicked, then God will want it back from you.
所以主耶稣说，有的还要给，没有的连有的也要夺回。
That's why our Lord Jesus said, "What you have, I will give you more, but." If you don't do what I tell you to do, then what you have, I will take it away from you.
所以刚才我们也提到说，啊，越不敢花钱的，那越穷。哎，越是按照神的旨意去花钱的，哇，钱会更多，这个是实在的。
So from the illustration that Preacher Cho shared with us is that the church that does not want to spend money, they end up with nothing.
因为是忠心的、良善的管家。
And in order to be a true, good, and faithful servant, you must know how to spend it properly.
把更多的派你管理。
Then God will give you more to manage.
所以我们要我们圣职人员一定要把握住这个原则。
So all ministers must hold on to these principles.
好，那记账啊、会计啊、什么这些，可以找别人做。
All the bookkeeping and other detail work, you can assign other brothers and sisters to assist you.
但是这个钱财还是我们要管。
But the overseer of the finance must be your responsibility.
随便交给一个弟兄不可以。
You can't just
relegate this duty. 这个是很重要的。
To any old brothers or sisters, because this is very important.
那顺便谈一点了。
And another thing.
教会的财务啊，要奉献要增加，要管怎么管理
？The increase in the offerings, how do you manage it?
这个是有秘诀的。
There is a secret to it.
信徒啊，会很甘心乐意奉献。
And if you know about it, then the members will be more encouraged to offer.
这个并不是单单说，哎呀，道理勉励勉励，啊，勉励了他就没有感动，也没有用的。
Because it's not enough to just encourage them from the pulpit.
哎，那个财务很重要。
So it is very important to.
这个弟兄姐妹会不会甘心奉献呢？跟那个财务啊，关系密切。
The role of a financial officer is very important because whether the member is encouraged to offer or not depends on him or her.
那么谁来管财务最好？
So who is the best person to be the treasurer?
最关心弟兄姐妹那个人管财务，第一。
The the person who is most suited to be a treasurer is the one who cares the most about brothers and sisters.
你不用担心了，这个弟兄姐妹不奉献。
And you don't have to worry that no one will offer.
在台湾，台北教会是一个模范教会。
We know that Taipei Church is a model church.
他奉献一直都是排在第一的。
And they offer the most, they have the highest offering.
他是对总会的奉献，不是一百趴，而是超过一百趴。
And they, the share of their contribution to Taiwan GA is more than 100%.
而且是在前半年就完全部奉献。
And they have paid all up before the second half of the year.
神会祝福啊。
But indeed, God will bless.
那么那个财务是谁在管理啊？
Now, so who is this treasurer?
一直以来就是一个人在管理，就张长老在管理。
And it's always
张龙明长老管理。
And it's always this elder Chang Longming.
管到他年老了，他退休。
And then it was when he was old that he has to retire.
那么他就是一直的跟传道去，代传道访问信徒的人。
And he is always the person who brings, who takes the preachers to for visitation.
他没有讲道的恩赐。
He's not a very eloquent.
他从来不领会的。
And he never conducts any.
但是他每天访问。
But he will always visit members every day.
每一个传道来，他带去访问信徒。
And every preachers who come, he was the one who.
大大小小，他都很熟悉。
And he is very familiar with the young or the old members.
很多弟兄姐妹。 有些是年纪大了，有些身体不方便，都在床上。
And when this member is bedridden or very sick,
没有忘记奉献。
And they even also offer to the church.
所以长老去访问了，他就交给他奉献。
And it is during one of these visits that these sick members will give to this elder the offering, their offering.
还有一些人呢，老人家说：“啊，我的钱要放给。” 就托他管理，他都替好多那些老人家了，或者说有一些特殊的那些弟兄姐妹啊，钱，请他代他管理。
And some older members even assigned him to manage their finances.
弟兄，他每一个弟兄姐妹啊，来奉献了，他都认识他，他知道了这些，会都会写名字。
And this Elder Chang, he knows each and individual members by name, those who offer.
那么他退休了以后,
so after he retired,
换人了,
when they have a change,
不一样,
and it's totally different.
另外一个教会,
and then there is another
台北教会分出去的,
church, and this is another church in Taipei.
那个财务啊, 青出于蓝。 就比这个比张长老更厉害了。He
is 好的还是不好的？对，好的方面。好，对。So he is much better than the Elder Chang.
因为他新成立的教会，他需要很多这个。
Because this is a new church, so they need a lot of money.
那这个财务啊，哇，他就是很会招呼弟兄姐妹。
And this treasure,
是一个姐妹。
She knows she's very caring of the members.
每天安息日会聚会，她一定很早，一定第一个到会堂。
She's always the first one to arrive at every on every service day.
她就坐在那个税关上。
And then she will.
因为进来到一个柜台啊，进门有一个柜台在那里啊。
She was the one. She always sat by the tax collector's booth.
哇，一个来就哇，进来每个人打招呼，大家这样。
So and then she will greet every members that walk into the church.
大家知道我是财务，我是财务。
She wants to let them know that I'm a tax collector.
坐在那里就是要收钱的嘛。
Because I'm a money collector.
没有一个会忘记的。
So no one can will be able to miss her.
聚完会啊。
So after service.
要出去也从这边经过啊。
So they can't leave the church without passing her.
哦，开始一直写收据了。
So that was the time when she write out receipts to them.
那个奉献了，哇，真的是！
And you can see that the
而且大家很高兴，很高兴。
But everyone is happy doing this.
因为他这样的招呼，哇，大家很高兴，一高兴，一高兴，钱就会跑出来。
So, because she pleases many people, so then the money also follows.
因为你高兴嘛，甘心乐意嘛，圣灵就会感动嘛，这个很简单嘛。
Because if you have a heart of doing willingly, and this it will catch on.
所以你圣灵要感动，你这个里面是石头，感不动啊，没有用。
And the Holy Spirit will inspire members to offer more.
这个是秘诀。
This is the secret.
这个今天把这个秘诀告诉你。
So I'm letting you off this secret for free.
其实很简单，这个是圣经有的。
But actually, this is not something new.
所以你看，当时使徒在管财务，你看谁不奉献？
So when you see when the apostles were taking care of the treasury, many people offered willingly.
没有一个不奉献。
None.Who did not offer.
你如果找一个这样冷冰冰的在那当财务，我看你完蛋了。
You cannot have a stone to be the treasurer.
所以你们选财务要注意哈。
So whenever you elect a treasurer, make sure he's not.
最有人缘那个就对了，那个你就知道这个奉献不会少的了。
So you know now who to elect.
感谢主了。那我们年总这个两项。这个财务的年总的财源从哪里来
？So where does the financial resources of IA come from？
经常会是过渡时期，我不喜欢经常会。
For me, I'm not that pleased with the general the contribution.
如果可能的话，总会也不需要经常会。
To me, this is just a temporary resource.
所以我的目标是年总以后不需要经常会。
I feel that I in the future should do away with this annual contribution.
人人奉献。
We should let everyone to get involved.
要让大家都关心。
To let everyone to care.
我们从小钱积累就可以。
And we start from individual.
好，那我们年总也不管这个钱。
And IA will not take care of this money.
因为都分别在各总会去管理。
Because we assign the various GAs to take care of this money.
那这些啊，我们只是管理什么？要用在哪些事上？我们要，因为我们在推等这个圣工啊，我们知道哪些需要用钱了，要用在哪里？用在神的事工上面。
IA will just tabulate the work of the gospel and utilize the money.
好，所以连总的管这个钱财是在这一方面。
So this is the most ideal way of managing.
那么这些钱都会托存在各个总会、各个地这个联络处的地方。
And we will we have accounts, IA accounts in various GAs and coordination boards.
当我们大家这个推行到普遍，每个人都参与了以后，不管是多还是少，只要每个人参与，就是我们的目标。
And our target is to get every one of us involved.
我相信。
No matter how big or small the amount is.
我相信啊，不用经常会了。
So I believe we must do away with this annual contribution thing.
不但年总不用经常会。
And not only that, I don't need this annual contribution.
因为去年我们就这样决定说，这种人人奉献呢，一半归给总地方的各地的总会，一半。
Because from this one coin a day campaign, half of the amount will be given to the local GAs.
啊，这鼓励大家说，那你这个鼓励大家人人奉献啊，一半给联总，一半的由在我们自己的用在自己的这个总会。
The amount of money collected, half will be given to the coordination boards or GAs, and half will be given to IA.
啊，这样大家就会比较好像会积极的去推动。
Only by doing this way, people can be more motivated to participate.
啊，如果这一项啊，这个是零用钱的奉献哦，这个是零用钱的奉献。
This is more like a one coin a day, likened to your daily allowance kind of offering.
那么它有专用的，就是特别用在这个宣道方面的工作。
And this is also a special offering toward the work of world evangelism.
世界开拓区的工作，我们自己国内也有开拓区开拓的工作啊。
Work in the evangelizing in the newly developed areas.
所以就叫宣道专款专用。
This is a special offering. That's world evangelism fund offering.
啊，就是我们上一届我们开始推动，这个是长远的，我们要达到这个目标。
We have a a long vision about for, of this campaign, and it is was started 2 years ago.
那我们这个宣道的经会啊，一定绰绰有余，不会有缺的啊。
And I believe that we always will have enough.
那第二就是所谓十一奉献。
And next is with regard to tithing.
这个十一奉献我们都知道，这个是基本不，主耶稣说不可不行的。
Here we know that tithing is the training wheels of our offering, and it's something that God required of every one of us.
凡是亚伯拉罕的祖孙呢，都应当尽这个义务啊。
And all the there's a responsibility also falls upon Abraham and his descendants.
那这个一定要从初信。刚信的时候就要建立的，这个是这个义务。
And this responsibility has to be started at the very beginning of our walk with God.
我们现在在开拓区，我们都是这样子的。
So this is what we taught those newly baptized members in the newly pioneer areas.
那我去大陆啊，看他们也是很单纯的，因为圣经这样讲，他们就把它列进去，相信了以后，你就要奉献十分之一。
Even the members in the China, they are very simple-minded. They have even put this into their church bylaws in terms of tithing.
他们虽然在大陆里面生活不是很好，这个收入不多，但是呢，他们这个奉献十分之一是非常普遍的，80%以上。
80% of the annual offering comes from tithing in China, though they live in not a very rich environment.
他们没有其他什么奉献，就是十一奉献。
Most of the offerings are in the form of tithing.
他用不完啊，像说一间教会，像福州教会啊，他就有四五个传道啊，他一间教会就四五个专职工人啊，不是传道，专职工人在服侍，做专职的服侍的工作啊。
Even in the church in Fuzhou, there are 4 or 5 full-time workers.
啊，很多工作要推动，他们都不缺乏，他们不缺乏。
And the work is progressing very well, and money is never lacking.
就十一奉献。
It is through this tithe.
其实呢，我们应该以这个为主，我们一定要重视这个十一奉献。
So every one of us here must place importance on tithes.
我们不要用很多其他的名目啊，把这个十一奉献取代了，或者说把它淡化掉，这个是不合乎圣经的。
Do not use this term tithings and replace with other terms.
所以要归回圣经，一定要归回圣经，在奉献上也要归回圣经。
Let's come back to the Bible, even in terms of our offerings.
不可不行的十分之一。
This is required of every one of us.
为什么律法上摩西会吩咐以色列人要奉献十分之一？那是因为从亚伯拉罕来的。
Why does Moses put this rule in his law? It is because it comes from Abraham.
今天我们也是亚伯拉罕的子孙了。
We are considered one of Abraham's descendants.
我们就看这些圣经就好。
And this we can see this in
希伯来书第七章。
In Hebrews chapter 7.
希伯来书第七章。
Hebrews chapter 7.
第七章第四节。
Hebrews chapter 7 verse 4.
希伯来书第七章第四节。说你们想一想啊，先祖亚伯拉罕将自己所掳来上等的物取十分之一给他，这个人是何等尊贵呢？这个是亚伯拉罕献十分之一给麦基洗德。
Here we can see that Abraham offered 1/10 of the plunder to Melchizedek.
那我们知道麦基洗德是神至高神的大祭司啊，今天我们的主耶稣就是。依照这个等次来做大祭司。
So we know that Melchizedek is a great high priest, and our Lord Jesus is also our high priest.
那你我们要不要这样来尊荣神，尊荣我们的主，我们的大祭司呢
？So do we want to honor this great high priest of ours, our Lord Jesus Christ?
他是为我们代求啊，大祭司天天为我们代求啊，在那里尽他的这个职分啊。那我们要不要奉献十分之一
？So our Lord Jesus, who is our High priest is also our daily intercessor.
那以后第五节是以后在这个律法上的规定，祭司立位人，虽然百姓都要奉献十分之一。
And then in verse 5 we see that the Israelites are also required to give 1/10 to the Levites and also 1/10 from that to the priests.
那这个麦基洗德第六看第六节。
Please read verse 6.
说这个麦基洗德不与他们同谱。收亚伯拉罕的十分之一，为那蒙应许的亚伯拉罕祝福。
in verse 6, but Melchizedek, whose genealogy is not derived from them, received tithes from Abraham and blessed him who had the promises.
所以亚伯兰奉献十分之一，麦基洗德就为他祝福。
So when Abraham offered one-tenth of the plunder to Melchizedek, Melchizedek blessed him.
所以你看，这个十分之一是带着祝福的。
We know that this tithe carried with it blessings.
越奉献越多。
So the more you offer, the more blessing you will have.
好，那现在看到这个第九节。
Let's read verse 9.
说并且可以说，那受十分之一的利位，也是借着亚伯兰纳了十分之一，因为麦基洗德迎接亚伯兰的时候，利位已经在他先祖的身中了。
So even Levi, who received tithes, paid tithes through Abraham, so to speak, for he was still in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him.
所以你看，从亚伯兰，因为为什么啊，利未人啊，以色列人要奉献十分之一？
So why do the Israelites then has to give tithes?
就是从亚伯兰来的。
It is because it was started from Abraham.
因为主耶稣基督现在做我们的大祭司。
Because we know that our Lord Jesus is our great high priest.
这个是救赎的工作。
It is the work of salvation.
那么这种救赎的工作，主耶稣今天在天上，他大在天上的帐幕里，他大祭司，在地上就是教会。
So in the heavens, our Lord Jesus is our high priest who intercede for us in the tabernacle, and on earth we have the church.
今天教会在地面上在施行这个救赎的工作。
And on earth, the church is continuing the work of salvation.
需要十分之一。
So we need.
如果人人都奉献十分之一。
If everyone were to give tithes.
这个工作是一定是没有问题的。
Then this work will be ongoing.
那神一定会祝福给教会的。
And God will definitely bless the church.
这个道理就这么简单呢。
This is a very simple message, but profound.
我们不需要再根据那些
So we must live and transcend over the life of the during the time of the law.
因为文士法利在人，他们只是一直的守在这个律法的十分之一很看重，这个是好。但是他忘了还有一个更重要的，就是主耶稣来以后，这个公义、忍耐、信实这些。
Because during the time of the Pharisees and the scribes, they live under the constraints of the law. But now we are living in grace, so we don't have to live by the constraints.
因为你现在奉献十分收到十分之一，你不懂得用在这个按照神的旨意，用在这个爱人救人的事上。
When we have this tithes, the church will use it in terms of in the matter of love, justice.
所以说呢，今天呢，我们要重视这个十分之一。
Let us pay more attention and importance on tithes.
尊荣我们的大祭司，得到他的祝福。
Let us honor our great high priest and receive his blessings.
我们就可以用这些让神的家丰丰富富，一点都不缺，神的家就不缺粮了。
By tithes, our church will not lack in anything.
所以一切工作都会很顺利的，要什么要做什么都没有问题的。
And all work will progress smoothly.
好，这两项呢，世界先到捐款这个是对外的，对里面的这个一切是会用十分之一来，足足有余了。
So the World Evangelism Fund is for the evangelism work. The tithings are for the pastoral needs of the church.
那总会就是，总会的这个需要预算多少，我就看看。 各教会十一奉献的状况多少？现在我们负担很重，经常会负担很重，50%。
So the GAs from now on they can compile their annual budgets, and then according to the tithes from the various churches, then they will allocate as a percentage to the tithes.
如果人人都奉献十分之一，每个弟兄姐妹都奉献十分之一，每个教会都这样，十分之一给这个。 来做给总会就可够了。
What the church can do is every members offer one tenth of their offerings, and then the one tenth of the local church offering will be given to GA.
因为本来就是这样的， 百姓奉献十分之一，利未人再奉献十分之一给祭司，这样。
Because this is also what happens in the Bible. The Israelites gave one tenth to the Levites, and out of the one tenth, the Levites gave it to the priest.
这个就是十分之一，十分之一这样上去的吧。
There is this hierarchy.
信徒奉献十分教会，教会奉献十分给总会。
So the members will donate, offer one tenth from them, and then the local church will offer one tenth to the church.
这不是很轻松吗？大家很好。神就神不会给我们重担，他要我们轻松的。
So then everyone will be happy and free.
希望我们懂得这个，按照神的旨意来推动。
So I hope that every one of us will proceed with the work of God in His will.
带来神的祝福，完成神的工作。
Only this can bring along God's blessings and promises.
谢主，谢谢胡长老给我们有关财务方面的一些勉励。
We thank Elder Ho for his encouragement.
我们还有十分钟的时间，我们对财务方面有没有什么问题？
We still have 10 minutes, so are there any questions that you'd like to put forth?
有人在问说，那个十一奉献是要捐给地方教会，或者是可以捐给其他的地方？
Someone asked me if the one-tenth offering can be offered to also other churches.
如果按照我们美国教会的情形，我是建议十分之一奉献捐给地方教会。
I believe that the one tenth should be given to your local church.
因为你捐给地方教会以后啊，地方教会还是要捐到总会一半。
Because in the end, your local church has to give the 50% of the offering to the GA.
其他的一些宣道啦，或其他的捐款就在十一奉献以外。
And this tithes will cover all expenses, excluding evangelism work.
我们现在联合总会在一些国家有托存款。
And IA, we have some IA accounts in several countries.
像在加拿大。
In Canada.
英国。
England.
新加坡。
Singapore,
沙巴。马来西亚。
Malaysia.
都有一些钱呐、就放在那个地方。
So I have their accounts in these countries.
因为有很多的地方都是在支援宣道各地方的宣道工作。
Because these countries they are also supporting some evangelistic work.
像英国帮助非洲，帮助莫斯科。
Like the churches in UK helps the churches in Europe and Moscow.
所以他们这种出去开拓工作的那些经费经过宣教部的同意以后，他们就可以在这个账目里面来开支。
So these accounts, the treasurer in that country will give out this the expenses after approval from the missions department.
现在
for the evangelistic work.
现在我们鼓励每一个国家每一个地方都有人人奉献作为宣道专款。
So we encourage every country to take this World Evangelism Fund as a special offering.
所以这个总会或者是联络处他有在做国外宣道工作的，我们也鼓励他们就把这些钱另外设一个账户还有一个托存款在那边管理。
So we also encourage the countries where IA accounts reside to use the money related to IA evangelism work and deduct it from the IA account.
像纽西兰、澳洲，他们在帮忙斐济啦，还有东加啦，一些小岛的一些开拓工作，都可以用这个联总的开拓的经费。
For example, for New Zealand and Australia, they are currently helping out.The work in Fiji and Tonga, so we ask that they may use to pay out the expenses from that IA account in their country.
不过这个托存款呢，所有权是属于联合总会。
Of course, this IA accounts in these, the money in IA accounts in these countries, they all belong to IA.
所以它的资用都要经过联总的部负责同意才能够开支。
So before the expenses are paid out, they have.Each transaction has to be approved by the Department of Finance.
托存款的账户的负责人 还有他的账务管理员，也都是联总的常务会来决定。
And of course, they are also decided by the members of the Standing Committee of IA.
并且三个月要一次的报表，把收支的情形都要报到联总的办事处来。
So the person in charge of the IA accounts have to provide quarterly statements to IA.
另外我们在各地方因为有信徒特别的一些奉献，比如说为着支援国外圣工，或者是有些地方要支援开拓区的建堂工作。
And there are also some members who like to assist in the work of newly pioneered areas and the construction of the churches there.
我们可以把我们的奉献注明用途交给地方教会的财务。
And you can put in your check and just state which kind of offering you'd like to give and just hand it over to the treasurer.
财务负责他就会转到联总的办事处。
And the treasurer will relay this money to the IA office.
联总就会把这些钱用到我们主定的地方去。
And IA will proceed according to instructions.
比如说有台湾的信徒要奉献在美国的教会的建堂。
If a certain individual in Taiwan wants to help out in the church construction in a certain city in the U.S.
我们也鼓励他们说就交给联总在台湾的办事处。
We advise this member to give the check to the IA office in Taiwan.
联总的办事处就台湾办事处会跟美国办事处联络。
And the IA office in Taiwan will coordinate with the IA office in the U.S.
所以那些钱他不必马上寄过来，但是美国办事处会把这个钱就拨到哪一个教会去这样。
So the IA office in Taiwan need not have to physically send out this money to the office in U.S.
因为你每一笔钱如果马上寄来寄去的话，那个汇款要手续费。汇率也要有一些手续费所以变成会有很大的一些损失。
But the IA office in U.S. will just give the set amount of money to that particular church. In that case, IA will save a lot of the transaction fees.
联总办事处之间，还有跟各托存款之间就是用这种联系用书面联系拨款。
So the IA offices. This is how we coordinate with all the various IA accounts in the different countries.
到了年底的时候我们就会自己有个结账要给哪一个地方多少哪一个地方要过来多少，我们在年底会有一个结账。
And in the end of the year, we will tabulate all the numbers to see how much IA can give to the needy places, and then how much we will require from the other churches.
所以这样可以让我们整个教会的财务的收支方面会比较灵活一点。
So then this balance sheet is always updated every the end of every year.
大家还有没有什么问题？
Do you still have any other questions?
好，
I have a question here, and this is a question, is a very common question, is that for an employee, do you calculate the tithe as from a gross income or from after tax or net income? And for a business person, how do you calculate the tithes?
我在吗？
We actually have a touch upon this in our handout.
So,
净收入。
So elder,
税之政府的税之后。
So elder Hall thinks that it's the net, whatever goes into your pocket, that you calculate for your tax. So for the But so in Taiwan, the office, Taiwan office, will automatically reduce the 10% from each preacher's paycheck.
那扣是扣的时候是，比如说1000块钱的话，要缴税金嘛，哈，缴税金。
Because in Taiwan, the government don't tax you at every paycheck. They do it at the end of the year. So for those business. So what Elder Ho said, for those people who are doing business, they can always estimate from their annual spreadsheet how much they earn, and then just, you know, but you don't have to do it like so detailed, because, you know, this is like defeat the purpose of tithing. And then the sister was saying, what happened if your business is losing money? I remember when I was have a business venture during the 1980s, and at that time, you know, the economy was very bad. And every 3 years, it's always a loss. So I pray to God and says, I'm so pitiful. It's not that I didn't work hard, it's just that you didn't give me. You know, in my previous years, I've been faithfully giving tithes. So once while I was driving, just after this prayer, I was driving and I turned on to the gospel channel on the radio. And it says, you must tithe. And it is even more important than your utility bills. So I said, I must continue to tithe. So from that day onwards, I never, I've been faithfully tithing, because I used to own a hotel. So it doesn't matter whether my business is at a loss or a gain, but I make sure that I pay cash in my tithes, because if I give out a check, it may bounce. But I always offer faithfully, and I have peace because I know that God knows. Because God is still training me. And I will not.
So
I own 3 properties, so I told God, I told my son, if I have lost 2 and I can still live in 1, if I lost that 1, then I have to walk. At that time, my son was in the 4th year of his medical studies. My son told me that not to worry because a year after, he will be able to support me. But I told my son that I don't think God will want me to die or want me to walk because they still have so many, there's so much work for me to be done here. So these 3 years, I'm totally broke. It's like I'm suffering from financial cancer. So I have to file for bankruptcy pretty soon. So after 3.5 years, I managed to clear out these 3 houses, 3 screen parts. So as I look back, I realize that God's testing is indeed good for me. So I thank God. Tithes is very important. It's the first battle.
在那个利未记里面，他们比如说他们牧羊的话，
during the Levites when there are
一直算一二三四到第十这个属神的。
The shepherds. The Levites when they are shepherding, they count their flocks.
所以有的姐妹做生意帮忙做头发的。
So if you are happen to be a hairdresser.
第一二三四到第十，这个钱就是神的十分之一。
So they'll
find. 有的是这样算。
They calculate for every the 10th clients, they will just offer.
有的是把他所有的收入算十分之一。
And then the others will just take 1/10 of their income.
所以基本上我们就是神给我们的，我们就把它拿十分之一出来。
So basically, what it boils down to is just give 1/10 of whatever God gives you.
如果拿薪水的，我觉得是你薪水拿多少，然后你把十分之一就先献。
So what you do is, whenever you get your check, the first thing you do is just take out the tithes first.
不要说我这个房租了，我这个税金了，扣扣去做个八扣，扣剩下才献十分之一。
Do not pay out the tithes after you've calculated all other expenses.
我有一个信念就是，你不跟神计较，神不会跟你计较。
My principle is that if you are not picky with God, then God will not pick on you.
你跟神算得很精，神就跟你算得很精。
If you are so picky, then He will in turn do the same to you.
所以有的人呢，他献十分之一，虽然有一些尾数，他就增加，把它凑成整数这样献，他不会少的。
Because giving more is better than giving less, because
in God's sight, 我们说那个是种子嘛，你种子撒越多，当然会收越多啊。
Because you have to look at it as you're offering as seeds. The more you sow, the more harvest you'll get.
当然有时候你做事业，有时候要投很多的成本下去。
Of course, I understand that when you are just have a business, you have some capital.
那些成本当然可以扣除掉。
So of course, you can just deduct.
从你存益里面的，你的收益里面的。 十分之一。
So you can deduct from your income in your business before you tithe.